Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about why narcissists are so nice to other people and cruel behind closed doors. How you see a totally different person behind closed doors. So many people ask this on the post. They're like, why are they so nice to outsiders? Why are they so friendly and, you know, loving and you know, trying to be so sweet to everybody else? But to me, they treat me like garbage. Well, it's like this, you guys. What a narcissist does, and especially when you're dealing with covert narcissists, they do triangulation, okay? What does that mean exactly? That means that a lot of times, narcissists use outsiders to validate themselves. Understand this, when you're dealing with a narcissist, they feel that they're validated or they're right if they have other people saying, oh, you're right, there's something messed up with them, okay? So what they're going to do is, what these narcissists do, and especially the covert narcissists, because they're very, very sneaky, the way they try to attack you or get revenge on you is they use outsiders to gang up on you. Covert narcissists love to badmouth you behind your back. They will smile to your face and you're going to think everything's okay. But when they have it in for you, that covert narcissist is going to go to the other people that know you or who's in your circle, and they're going to disrespect you in a very cunning type of way. In other words, what covert narcissists do is they butter these people up. These covert narcissists will, you know, kiss up to the other people in your life or the other people that's in both of your lives. They're going to kiss up to these people so that these outsiders will look at the situation and look at you as the bad guy. This is why when you have a breakup with a narcissist, a covert narcissist especially, what's the first thing that covert narcissist is going to do? They're going to run to outsiders and they're going to play the victim. Covert narcissists always play the victim. They're going to go to those outsiders and they're going to say, I did everything for that person. I was there for them. I was sympathetic. I was empathetic. I did everything for them. And they are just ungrateful, okay? Or they're crazy. Or a covert narcissist is going to tell other people, you know, there's something wrong with them. I really think they need therapy or they have mental issues. This is how snaky they are, how they will try to discredit your mental health or your character to outsiders. And this is how they get back at you, okay? This is how they triangulate and use others against you. And so the reason that a lot of these narcissists are so nice to other people is for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is narcissists need admiration. They want everybody to think they're great. They'll be nice to the neighbors. They'll be nice to people at a party. they want everybody to look at them like, oh, wow, they're so great. They're so special. You know, they're wonderful, because that narcissist is going to kill them with flattery, okay? Or they're going to build themselves up to be something special that people will want to be around, okay? But it's all a mask. It's all a front. This is what they do to try to win others over. And the other reason that they do that, that they're very nice to others, is because they're prospecting for new supplies. This is what they do. A lot of times you'll see a situation where somebody's involved with a narcissist, and that narcissist is really nice to your friends, okay? Sometimes they're nice to your friends because they might be a real, you know, dirty type of narcissist that's prospecting to maybe hook up with your friend or something like that. So, and or they just want them to side with you if they have an argument with you, okay? They feel that they're going to have these people on their team. See, a narcissist can't stand alone, okay? They can't validate themselves. The only way a narcissist validates themselves is by having other people validate them. That's why they're always throwing in your face, well, so-and-so thinks you're crazy, or even Aunt Joan or something like that agrees with me or something like that. Okay, so Aunt Joan agrees with you. So what does that mean? That means you're right? No, that means that you're manipulating Aunt Joan against me a lot of the time, okay? And these outsiders don't necessarily see what's going on. Only a very sharp individual that's not looking for something from that narcissist will see through that narcissist or go against that narcissist and, you know, will not buy the crap that that narcissist is giving them about you, okay? But people on the surface that see that narcissist on the surface, they're not living with the narcissist. Remember that. When you live with somebody, you see the good, bad, and ugly, okay? So these outsiders are seeing the surface of that person. So when you're dealing with somebody and somebody's very, very nice to you, you're the outsider, and they're being exceptionally nice to you, what are you going to do? You're going to side with that person a lot of times because you feel like, oh, you know, you're thinking they're genuine, and they're not genuine. They're manipulators. They're just manipulating you because they want to use you as one of their support against the person that they're with. So this is why narcissists are nice to outsiders. Also, you got to remember something else when you're dealing with narcissists. They're networkers, okay? A narcissist doesn't burn bridges necessarily unless you really come at them and you have it out with them. But in general, a narcissist is always networking, networking for supply. It could be networking for sex, networking for some kind of money come up, okay? They want to go in business with you. It could be networking just to have you as a supporter in their corner if they have a problem. They could say, well, so-and-so agrees with me and everything like that. The other thing that you got to remember when you're dealing with a narcissist and they're using triangulation and everything like that, that narcissist, you know, they wanna take you down. They've already got you. At that point, when a narcissist is nice to other people and everything, you are past the love bombing stage. Now that narcissist has you. So they don't have to impress you anymore. The only time that narcissist is going to try to impress you is when they feel that you're pulling away and they're going to pull you back in with the love bombing again. They're going to give you the BS so that you don't walk away. This is how they string you along and keep you in a relationship, and yet they do what they want. All right. And so many people buy into this because they think they can change the narcissist, because the narcissist is giving them a line of BS saying, oh, don't worry, I won't break your boundaries. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Give me a chance. I really love you. I really miss you and everything like that. And then the narcissist is okay for, let's say, a few months, if you even get that far, and they go back to their old ways. Okay. And every time you buy into that narcissist BS, guess what? Your power goes down to zero, because now that narcissist knows that they could fool you. They know that they can manipulate you and you're buying into the BS, okay? because your boundaries are too loose. You give somebody one chance, and you let them know, you do it again, I'm not going to be here. I am not going to be here, okay? And you've got to mean it, and you've got to be prepared to walk away. Because if you threaten that narcissist that you're going to walk away and you don't do it, your word means nothing, okay? And now the narcissist knows your word means nothing and they look at you as weak. And what does a narcissist do when they have somebody that's weak? They walk all over you, okay? They walk all over you. But getting back to the point of this podcast, the point is, understand this. These other people that the narcissist is nice to, they're not living with the narcissist. That narcissist is prospecting, trying to find other people that they feel that if something goes wrong with you, they've got a backup. They're being nice to these outsiders. They can go to these outsiders. When they're having problems with you, they're going to run to these outsiders and say how you're crazy and everything like that. And they may even try to get with these outsiders if they like or lust after these outsiders. They may want to use these outsiders for some kind of, you know, money thing or something like that. You, they already have in their pocket, so they don't have to impress you anymore, okay? This is why these narcissists are nice to outsiders. But the big one, you guys, the big one is that it gives them more power. It gives them more juice in their minds if they feel that they have more people agreeing with them. So that when things go bad with you, they could always bring that up and say, so-and-so agrees. And what does all that do with you? That plays with your mind, okay? That mind fucks you because now you're starting to think to yourself there's something wrong with you because the narcissist is bringing somebody else up and saying, oh, well, you know, even so-and-so thinks that you're crazy or that I'm right or something like that. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you don't hold your ground and have your self-worth? You're going to start to self-doubt yourself and think, well, maybe there is something wrong with me because so-and-so agrees with the narcissist. No, okay? Don't let them do this to you. I don't care if that narcissist has 100 people backing them up. It doesn't necessarily mean they're right, okay? That's why when you're dealing with a narcissist, you've got to be focused. You've got to be on point. You've got to know your shit and know what you're talking about so that somebody can't double talk you. And that's exactly what a narcissist is going to do. They're going to twist the truth. They're going to use outsiders. They're going to triangulate and make you seem like the crazy one. And then the net result of that, if you don't have your, you know, your self-worth and you don't believe in yourself, you're going to start to believe that. Because we get a lot of people that get on the post and they say things like, you know, I'm starting to wonder if I'm the narcissist, you know? They keep telling me I'm the narcissist. I'm starting to wonder if I am. Well, it's like this, you guys. If you're starting to wonder if you're the narcissist, 9 times out of 10, you're not the narcissist because you could self-reflect. A narcissist won't do that. A narcissist won't say to themselves, oh, I could be the narcissist or something like that. Because in a narcissist's mind, they don't think they're doing anything wrong. You're the problem, not them. Okay, they could never be wrong. And why do they do that? Because they can't deal with shame, okay? These people are wounded, all right? So they can't deal with anything that's going to hurt their fragile egos. They're extremely insecure. They're extremely jealous of people that do better than them, okay? And the other thing too is a lot of times these narcissists are nice to outsiders because, you know, they want to, you know, maybe get with them down the road or something like that. So, you know, the bottom line is they're cruel behind closed doors because they got you. It's like somebody that's dating somebody. Yeah, everybody's generally nice during the dating phase because you know what? You're not locked down to that person, all right? And then after you marry them, you start to see a totally different person. And why is that? Because they got you. You're bounded legally, and it's not so easy to walk away, okay? When a narcissist treats you like crap and they're treating outsiders nice, that usually means it's because they know they got you locked in, okay? They feel they've got you, that you're not going anywhere, and they could treat you that way. But if that narcissist feels like, you know what, you've got strong boundaries, and if they disrespect you any which way, and you're going to walk out that door, that narcissist is going to think twice about, you know, disrespecting you or anything like that. I mean, a narcissist in general can't be with somebody with strong boundaries, okay? Very toxic narcissists generally will end up with people that are empathetic, that give people chances, that think that the narcissist is going to change, people that don't understand about what a narcissist is. So they just think, oh, you know, I'm just dealing with a difficult person or something like that. They don't understand that this person is, you know, looking for control and power of you. And the people that let them do that are the ones that the narcissist will generally be with, okay? A narcissist is not going to be with somebody with strict boundaries. They can't do it, okay? They're not going to let you have the control, all right? Especially if you're dealing with a very narcissistic person, they will not deal with strong boundaries. And that's one of those things that you have to say to yourself, you know what? I can't be with somebody that's that narcissistic because they will never respect my boundaries, okay? It's like this, you guys. It all breaks down to respect, okay? I can't say this enough because this is the golden key, all right? My father told me this years ago when I first got engaged, you know, to my first boyfriend. He said, in order to love somebody, you need to respect them. And back then, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But after many years later, and, you know, being in a 13-year marriage and other relationships and seeing family dynamics and seeing everything that I've seen, I know exactly what he's talking about. And it's so true. In order to have a healthy relationship, there's got to be respect, all right? So what does that mean exactly? That means that if you're with your partner who's narcissistic and they are being blatantly nice to other people and not being nice to you when you're out, they are disrespecting you. They're not showing you respect. And I need to bring this up as well. What a covert narcissist will do when they're out, because I've experienced this, everything you guys that I podcast on, I have experienced 99.9% of it, all right? That's why I know it so well. Like I just had some woman comment on a post and say, this is exactly what happens and everything. You're always on point. I'm always on point because I lived it so I could tell it and I've experienced it. So this is why I'm giving this information to you guys to educate you so that when you're around these type of people, you know how you can spot it and you know how to disengage so that you don't throw your life away and throw years of your life away with some toxic narc, all right? Trust me, I'm living proof of this, all right? But the point I wanted to make, the last point about covert narcissists, what they'll do with others, when you're out with a covert narcissist, they're going to butter up these other people. And guess what they're going to do when you're there? They're going to ignore you. They're going to make you seem like you're unimportant, you're nothing. And that covert narcissist is going to be very, very, you know, brown nosed to these other people and everything like that. And you may make a comment and that covert narcissist won't even look your way, or they'll have their back to you, or they'll be ignoring you and they will be buttering up these other people. Recognize it. I'm dealing with a covert narcissist, okay? So if the biggest thing with covert narcissists, you guys, is they will not validate you. When you talk, they will not say, oh yeah, you're right, or something like that. Very rarely will they do that, okay? They never want to give it to you, all right? They never want to give you that power. So what does a covert narcissist do? They stay silent when you talk, okay? And you're left there doubting yourself or feeling like you said something that you shouldn't, or you're wrong or something like that. You've got to validate yourself, okay? Don't rely on a narcissist or a covert narcissist for validation, okay? So it's like this, you guys. If you're dealing with somebody who's very nice to others and they're creepy to you at home, it's time for you to really look at the relationship and say, do I need this? Do I really need to throw my life away with somebody like this? Okay? You know, you want to be happy. Can you be happy with somebody like that? No. Okay? So spot it and realize that the reason they're doing that is to build up their supporters or they're prospecting for new supply. All right? I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.